Well, hi. We are now at the end of another week, and we're going to finish with chapters 7, 8, and 9 of 2 Samuel. In chapter 7, David is very pleased that everything is now coming together, and so he decides he wants to build a house for the Lord. And so he calls his Nathan, his prophet Nathan, to him and asks him, and Nathan says, whatever you put your mind to. That night, the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, go tell David. And he said, and he talks to him, and he tells him, have I ever asked for anyone to have me a house built of cedar when we were traveling around? He said, that's not really what I'm looking for you to do. And then he says, but let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have a son, and that son is someone who I will have build a house. And that son will have my protection. He said, when he does something wrong, I'm going to punish him, but I'm going to be there to bless him and take care of him. I'm not going away from him like I did Saul. Your line will last forever. And that's what the Lord says to Nathan and shares. And then at the end of the chapter, then David has his prayer back to him. And you see, it sounds like a typical prayer, but I want you to look at the language that David uses. David refers to himself as your servant over and over and over again. I like the fact that we talk to God as our Father, that we talk to him sometimes very casually. There's a good thing to that. But at the same time, David is a guy who was super blessed by God, but yet he absolutely knows where he sits in relationship to God. He knows who God is, and he knows how he's been blessed. And just read that prayer. I really like it. When you get to the next chapter, chapter 8, good luck with the names. This is all the different battles and the kingdoms and all the different things that David fights through. There is just all sorts of fun trying to read through that. And then you get to chapter 9, and remember when we were talking about Jonathan earlier on, and Jonathan said, David, I know that the Lord is going to take your, the Lord is going to give you my father's kingdom. But he said, treat my family with kindness. And so here, David says, I want to find, is there anybody left in Saul's family that I can show kindness to? And he finds out about Mephibosheth. We've heard about him earlier. He was crippled. And so he's been in hiding, and David brings him back, and he gives him all of Saul's lands back. He tells this guy Ziba, who was his servant, and his whole family to take care of those lands and to provide the income from it to Mephibosheth, and that Mephibosheth will eat at his table the whole time. So he's living there in Jerusalem. So he does everything he can to give back everything he can to Saul's last descendant, Mephibosheth. So anyway, enjoy the reading, and we'll pick up next week in chapter 10. Have a great evening.